This is Viewpoints with Kirby Anderson.
In my commentaries, I often refer to the millennial generation. But what does the term millennial really mean? According to John Quiggin, millennial means nothing. That's the title of his op-ed in the New York Times. He is onto something. Some social commentators make broad statements about a particular cohort of people, baby boomers, baby busters, or millennials. And as we know, for any general rule, there are bound to be exceptions. That is why he rejects what he calls the generation game. That is the insistence on dividing society into groups based upon birth year. When I wrote a book years ago on baby boomers, and when I speak at various venues today about the millennial generation, I always talk about the fact that the trends we see are general rules. I even say that if you know millennials, you may notice that the trends I'm talking about don't necessarily apply to them. If you are a millennial, you may say some of the trends don't apply to you. Once we have this disclaimer, it then seems fair to at least notice general trends within a generation. After all, people born in the 1950s grew up in a time of unprecedented economic expansion. Young people born after the year 2000 grew up in a time when America was at war with terrorists. Even though there are important differences within a particular generation, they all have some common social experiences. And I believe that one factor that really binds a generation together is the shared technological experiences. Computers, the internet, video games and smartphones have had a profound influence on the millennial generation and the following generation, often called iGen. In many ways, the common experience unifies a cohort like never before. That is why I'm not ready to say millennial means nothing. I'm Kirby Anderson, and that's my point of view.
For a free copy of Kirby's booklet, A Biblical View on Antisemitism, go to viewpoints.info/antisemitism. Viewpoints.info/antisemitism.